Zionist Jewry is pushing for the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Plans have been made, laws and blueprints drawn up, even the furniture is ready to go. But there's a problem. There's no priesthood. The Romans destroyed the records of the priesthood with the Second Temple in 70 AD, and all secondary records eventually disappeared. This was admitted by Maimonides in the 12th century. He wrote that when the rabbinic Messiah comes, who the church knows will be the Antichrist, he would verify, that is, fabricate, the pedigrees of the priesthood. Every Jew is told that he's a Kohen, a priest descended from Aaron, but no Jew can prove it. When Ezra directed the building of the Second Temple, if a priest couldn't show his papers proving his ancestry from the tribe of Levi, he was thrown out of the temple. Today, no Jew, no matter how religious, no matter how famous, can prove his priesthood. No priesthood, no temple. It's bogus. Rabbi Chaim Richman of the Temple Institute peddles some more bogus.
The Temple Institute is a very unique organization because it was founded with the sole purpose of doing as much as possible to raise the consciousness for the Jewish people and really for the whole world. It's seen by the Torah as the vehicle that brings about a certain spiritual reconciliation between all of mankind and God. And of course, every prophet of Israel tells us that the time will come when the temple will again be rebuilt.
No way! The prophets foretold the building of the second temple, not a third. The prophet Jeremiah proclaimed that at the coming of the new covenant, which we are now under, the temple would be no more and not needed. That's in Jeremiah chapter 3. And Ezekiel's temple is obviously figurative for the church, since the outside wall's perimeter is smaller than the temple itself. Rabbi Richman makes another laughable claim. Not only does he tout the glories of the chosen people, he tells us that the rebuilt temple would actually be a blessing for the entire world.
You know, we're called a kingdom of priests and a holy people, the chosen people. Now, not everyone is comfortable with that appellation. I woke up one morning and there it was. I didn't fill out a form. It doesn't mean that we're the best pediatricians and Wall Street brokers and film producers. We happen to be that also, but that might be a coincidence. This is what we're promised when the Holy Temple is built, that it will once again become the focal point of the spiritual energy of mankind.
How could a bunch of dead lambs with their throats slit by a people with a superiority complex be a blessing for the world? It would be more like stink and rot, not spiritual energy. But behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, declared St. John the Baptist. The real Messiah has come, the Lord Jesus Christ, and with him the new priesthood after the order of Melchizedek has been established in the church, the Israel of God. We don't need some fraudulent, stinking, priestless temple that God himself destroyed. We have the true temple, the church. That's all we need for the salvation of the world.